Good evening, radio listening audience. I'm Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's story, Pleasurable Work, was written by Otrova Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Sit back and see how an alter ego can totally change what could have been an ordinary life. One of my most beautiful memories in life is when I worked for the police department in the bomb deactivation division. I'll never be able to erase from my mind the thrill and the depth of emotion that job provided me during the best days of my youth. On melancholy afternoons, I closed my eyes and watched myself cautiously approach an improvised activation trigger. I can envision the sweat pouring off my forehead as I, loving every minute of it, moved towards the ominous ripe grenade or time bomb. I carefully inspect every wire, connection, and opening without neglecting a single detail, knowing that an earth-shattering explosion can happen without warning at any moment. Many a time, right in the middle of disconnecting a sensitive device, some clown would scream out something or make an explosive noise, some joke. They left me nervous and trembling as they cackled, making fun of my fear. My encounters with danger awakened in me an almost religious feeling that is hard to describe. Believe it or not, even being hurled across the room and crashing violently against the opposite wall produced a beautiful emotion. Usually it happened without warning, not giving us a chance to protect ourselves. The mechanism would simply explode. As an apart, let me point out that the explosions were not nearly as life-threatening as you might expect, since I did live through a number of them. You just have to know how to position yourself for the impact that inevitably will propel you on your joyous flight. Such was not the case with fragmentary grenades. They often left my face peppered with small, painful pieces of metal debris. In this type of pleasurable work, a purification process occurs when the device explodes. It becomes a job-related bonus benefit of sorts. You might compare these events to a type of incredible rebirth that cleanses the soul from all of the hallucinogenic mysteries of the mind that we have allowed to seep into our thought processes. I can't deny that there have been some very painful moments. The explosion of a case of dynamite once launched me 100 yards, causing a fracture of my pelvis and first-degree burns. After that, right at the peak of a terrorist attack on our country, my overseers assigned me to a different job description, picking up undetonated hand grenades. I got into a bad habit. I started picking them up and sticking them in my pockets. Even though my dear wife did not feel comfortable, I liked to disarm them in the peace and quiet of our home where there were fewer distractions. Sometimes I forgot what I had done and would wander into a cafe, movie, or reunion with the active grenades in my pockets of my coat. When those scared cowards realized what was going on, they dodged my presence in every way they could think of. That was true, especially after word got around that I had let 3 of those little pineapples explode at a parent teacher's meeting at my daughter's school. All of these things started the eventual decline of my effectiveness in the job I loved so well. I lost my right hand and part of my liver that evening. Even in all of that, I remember the lights flashing as I floated through the air like a giant bird with a satisfied spirit and an assurance of comfort in my soul. The sorrow that I felt for my oversight and the damage done was immense. Getting to the point and explaining to the director why this had happened was no easy job. We just sat there in silence as a great multitude of airborne, mutilated bodies of parents and school personnel dropped around us like a black cocktail of death. Years later, they fired me. I was already deaf, half blind, with only one hand, with only two fingers on the other. My bosses started doubting my effectiveness. I still have an indescribable satisfaction down deep in my heart that I had always provided a job well done. I had experimented with a pleasure that is reserved for a very small group of people. In my sad old age, racked with pain, occasionally I take this body of mine with so many parts missing to arm and disarm explosive devices to pass the time away. It's not the same, though. I've lost so much feeling in my extremities. My blurred vision doesn't let me focus clearly on the beautiful spectacle of explosions anymore. I'm only a lethargic main being who has been left with the memories of long ago when I had such pleasurable work. Alter egos can flaw the thinking of even intelligent minds. Tune in for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to KETR 88.9. Your pledges make old-time radio programming like this possible. Your station needs your support. Donate safely and securely online now at www.ketr.org/support.